baby.
The Sports Map Radio Network presents the NFL Rush.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Brought to you by Rufus Teague. Rufus always says, good sauce makes bad barbecue good and good barbecue gooder.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eitan Shander.
We are full on way now, second quarter around for the later games. As the Bucs and Saints tied at 7, we're going to get a ton of reaction on the field from three areas right now, from the Chargers-Patriots game, the Bucs-Saints game, and the Broncos-Washington football team happening. And the fourth game in Seattle, where the Jaguars trail 14-0, just over six to go in the second. So we have all four of those games in action as we speak, all four of them now in the second quarter. So as we go to 7 Eastern, any big play, anything worth mentioning from a bet to DFS to just good old-fashioned real life, we have you covered by all means. And the Bucs-Saints game, of course, when you look at it, although people were looking at the Patriots from last week as a possible avenue to a huge game, but really things have been cleared out. No offense to the Washington-Denver game, we'll have eyes on that. Or the Jags-Seahawks game, we'll have eyes on that. Or even the Chargers, to a lesser extent, the Patriots, as we have eyes on that. But the Bucs-Saints is really where it's at right now. This is the marquee matchup in the NFC South. If, in fact, New Orleans can get a victory here and improve to 5-2, Bucs fall with as many losses, and now all of a sudden we have a conversation. Now, all of a sudden, this division becomes just a little bit more interesting based on how much this Bucs team has cruised since their initial loss way back when. And the Saints team, and again, if, all ifs, they find a way to make this thing happen. Now, Jameis Winston, Brady each have thrown for a touchdown. Justin Herbert on the board with a touchdown. Geno Smith on the board with a touchdown. Maybe, just maybe, depending on how, nope, incomplete to Noah Font, so I was going to say maybe Bridgewater could slide in there earlier. Across the board in early action, it was pretty much as expected, minus one game from a results standpoint, but I thought, based on what I was having conversations earlier in the week, and you can follow me on Twitter to know where those are, at Shander Show, Bengals losing was not far-fetched at all. And we talked about that at length this week. No other major surprise.
Have current events affected the ability for you to pay your bills? Has your credit card debt overwhelmed you? Has your income decreased because you're working less, or have you lost your job? Credit Guard of America may be able to help you find a solution to this problem. We offer a free, no-obligation consultation to learn how you can cut your payments by up to half and potentially lower your interest down to zero. Credit Guard of America is an A-plus rated nonprofit company that will work on your behalf. Credit Guard of America is licensed in all 50 states and has counseled over 1 million consumers struggling with debt just like you. Let us help you analyze and prioritize your debt. Negotiate with your creditors to reduce interest and payments. Set up one affordable monthly payment and provide ongoing education and support. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation and learn how you can become debt-free. Call 800-712-6758. That's 800-712-6758. 800-712-6758.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
This view was worth a hike.
Right?
And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The NFL Rush continues on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rufus Teague. Check out the full line of Rufus Teague sauces and dry rubs at RufusTeague.com today.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eitan Shander.
First and 10 for Geno. Shotgun formation, play fake, looks far side. Throws, puts the ball up, reaching up, making a catch. DK Metcalf, touchdown, Seahawks.
Seahawks call there. We'll get back to that game. The one that we don't have eyes and ears at, although they're about to score again, pending a disaster, and you never know with that offense. But all things good so far. Let's head out, though, to L.A. as our pal Mark Myers on the scene with the Chargers and Patriots game. Second quarter, Mark, what can you tell us?
Well, Eitan, Chargers up by a touchdown, 14-2 in the second. Chargers scores today. Austin Eckler, 5-yard run. Keenan Allen, a 5-yard catch. New England's Damian Harris scored on a 1-yard run. Now, Mac Jones, coming off his first 300-yard passing day last week against the Jets, has 116 so far here in the first half. Justin Herbert has thrown for 83. Two big plays so far in this first half. Justin Jackson of the Chargers, 75-yard run, caught from behind at the 11-yard line, but L.A. eventually got the touchdown. That was a real electrifying run by Justin Jackson. And then just a brief while ago, the Pats had the ball, a fourth down at the L.A. 1-yard line, looking for the game-tying touchdown. Mac Jones tried to pass it to Jacoby Myers, but it went incomplete, so the Chargers came away there with the first goal line stand of the season. But as we speak, right now, the Patriots have the ball back down there at the L.A. 5-yard line, and they're going to try for a field goal here on fourth down, and the kick is good. So the Patriots get 3 points up on the board. It's now 14-10 in favor of Los Angeles. Timeout 3:30 remaining here in the second quarter. Back to you.
Mark, you have a future in play-by-play if you ever want to leave the booth, by all means. Appreciate the update for sure. We'll get another one 30 minutes from now in L.A. But from the Chargers to the host Broncos in Denver, let's catch up also, as we mentioned in the second, with Derek Copeland. Derek.
Well, I tell you, this is a game where it features the stoppable force and the movable object, and both teams are kind of going back and forth when the Washington football team tried a field goal kick. It was blocked by the Broncos, who blocked by newly acquired field goal kicker for the Redskins, Chris Blewett. I will let you add your own joke to that. It goes the other way, where McManus gets a field goal try. He actually makes his 45-yard field goal. So with 7:30 left to go here in the first half, it is a whopping 3-0 Broncos lead.
Awesome, Derek. Appreciate the update, by all means. And Jack, you let me know if we're good to go. Okay, awesome. Just wanted to make sure. And from there, let's get one more recap as far as what's happening. The game of the week, by all means, at least here in this afternoon block, Bucks at Saints in New Orleans. And Josh, right, is with us.
Yep, that'd be me. How's it going, guys? So after Tampa's last score, the New Orleans Saints on their next possession marched down the field, and quarterback Jameis Winston was able to find wide receiver Tre'Quan Smith for a 16-yard pass to cap off an 11-play, 75-yard drive in 5 minutes and 49 seconds. Then Tampa Bay came down. They were held to a four and out. And then on New Orleans' next possession, on a play that Jameis Winston was scrambling for, he scrambled about 3 yards and then was tackled, horse collar tackled by Tampa Bay defender Devin White, was pulled down to the field pretty hard. He was hurt, had a hard time coming off the field. Now he is in the tent for, looks like a maybe, I can't really tell what the injury is. Trevor Siemian is coming in the game right now with 11 minutes and 57 seconds left in the first half. The score is 7-7 here at the Caesars Superdome in New Orleans.
All right, thank you, sir. We'll chat again in 30 minutes from now from the Saints Chargers. And as you saw, Denver there as well, just trying to maneuver through, of course, all four of these games. And as mentioned, the Seahawks right now up 14-0. It's a third and six on the Jags 14. So they lost 5 yards on a run. I told you, barring some sort of meltdown or just mishap, and you don't want to put it past Seattle by any means for any reason here. But at the very least, I think we realize that Geno Smith, the Seahawks team that still has talent. I mean, Collins is over 5 yards per rush. They haven't hit the half yet. Once they get to that point, honestly, I think you're going to be looking at 17 at least, if not 21, if they can convert this into a first down or scoring opportunity. And then from there, it's just a matter of Jacksonville falling and falling by the wayside. It's just not going to work. And that's unfortunate, I think, more so from the standpoint of Jacksonville having an opportunity to do something in this football game, maybe even making a statement to themselves, Urban Meyer aside, of course. And it just hasn't looked like that so far. Chargers 14-10. They have a second and one on their own 34. Austin Eckler in the house playing through injury. But, oh, there's the score. Thought Freddie Swain got in, but we'll see. Now, the Saints 7-7 here, 11:39. Fourth and five, however, for New Orleans on their own 32. So they are going to have to punt now back to the Bucs. Getting a little dicey as New Orleans gets on the board, and then from there, it's just been a couple of stalls. Not great when 4 for 40 on the ground is from Jameis Winston as your leading rusher, and not the but we know that the Bucs are not an easy team to run on. I just thought that this would be more of an opportunity for Alvin Kamara to continue as a pass-catching slash split back that you can throw to consistently, as they did last week. So we'll see if they can figure that out, which should be pretty self-realizing, but still, here we are, where Winston is the leading rusher. I could actually buy that just because from a pass rush, how difficult it is to run as a back. I can take that at the very least, but Ingram being a leading receiver here, when you've had the ball a couple of times over and you're now in the second quarter, it should be a game plan that they duplicated from last week, which is get Alvin Kamara the ball as much as humanly possible. Doesn't matter if it's on the ground or in the air, get him the football. Third and 18. It's just so hard to defend Geno Smith and the Seahawks team. It's so hard. Every time they do something positive, you're just left with a mistake. In this case, a sack. Now, they're still in solid field goal range, but it was second and goal on the Jags 5. And now it's third and goal on the Jags 18. So you've locked yourself into a field goal here as opposed to having two legit shots to score a touchdown. 11 times in the last three games, we've seen Geno Smith get sacked. Can't all be his fault, granted, but still, I mean, this is pathetic. Free play. this is game in a nutshell, okay? Jacksonville tries to get on a third and 18. Jacksonville stunts a blitz right there at the front. They try to get Seattle to jump off sides. Instead, the guy on Jacksonville, or false start, instead the guy in Jacksonville is in the neutral zone when the ball gets snapped. Free play, right? Third and 18, or goal technically on the 18. Free play, right? So Geno Smith, with a little bit of time finally, underneath, throws the football right in the chest of a Jacksonville defender. There wasn't even a Seahawk around. It was almost like he saw Seahawks colors. I don't even know what this guy saw. I don't want to give him the benefit of the doubt that he saw that. One more shot here. And, of course, it's an incomplete. This is brutal. Here's the difference, though. You've got 14 points on the board as opposed to only three. We just spoke with Derek Copeland out in Denver. It's not good when the person giving you updates is making fun of the game and it's halfway through the second quarter. Oh, wait, I stand corrected. Blewett is on the board. I think it feels like, at least, that's Blewett's first successful field goal since he's blown a couple. Bucks are going to have it first and 10 on their own 13 right now to start. Second and 8 on their own 34 right now for the Patriots. 2-minute warning, so they'll come back from that break with a chance to get some points on the board. They trail 14-10 to the Chargers in L.A., and then there's the field goal. Myers bails out whatever you would call that, whatever semblance of an offense that is. And again, it's not all Geno's fault, but my goodness, this looks brutal. How about Tyler Lockett with 8 grabs, 92 yards already? Geno Smith has thrown for 137 yards. 92 of them have gone to Tyler Lockett on 8 grabs. I didn't think that was possible for anybody catching footballs from Geno Smith. Saints and Bucks now, just trying to get the ball back. I'm amazed that Tampa still tries to run the ball on New Orleans. I guess you have to keep them honest, but brick wall. Jameis Winston goes down. He's hurt. Doesn't look like he's coming back, by the way. We should pound the hell out of the... Did you see this, Jack?
Which play?
I'm trying to get in real quick as I do this here.
Are you talking about
did
the
you
hit
see Jameis hobbling off?
Yeah, I'm watching it right now, and like he looks like he went to the blue 10. Now he's being carted off of the field.
He's not coming back in the game.
I wouldn't think so, no.
Okay, so I am pounding right now the Bucks -6.5 in game. Right?
I think that would be a smart thing to do, especially considering that Jameis is coming back and Trevor Siemian came out there and he didn't look very sharp.
No. Soon as I saw him go down, that's what I did.
I'm trying to check Twitter to see if there's any official update. Other than just saying that he left the game and it looks like it could be a... There's been no word as to what the injury actually is just yet.
No, but the problem is that there's no margin for error now for New Orleans defense. At least with Winston, you have the ability to get the ball down the field. At least with Winston, he's the starting quarterback who's been running the offense. And he's not Teddy Bridgewater. He's not Mr. Safety out there. You can take some risks and ask him to throw the ball. He also can move, too. So that now him being gone, and Brady, I mean, this is one of these games where Brady just doesn't have it. He may make a couple of crazy throws in the second half, but Saints defense is good. Don't get me wrong. They're good, and they know this team. They know Tampa. They know the personnel. Brady is a different animal entirely. I understand that. But the thing about it, and again, it's a third and long here for Tampa. They just get the first down. Tyler Johnson with a 31-yard grab. Patriots, by the way, speaking of the old squad, are a 4th and 8 on their own 34. They're going to punt. Jacksonville ain't doing anything. So down 17-0, this thing is over. But, oh, by the way, the Broncos back with the ball, about to cross over. 3rd and 1 on their own 46. Point being, though, about now with Jameis Winston out, and anybody like myself who took the Saints +5, RIP. But in game right now to only lay the 6.5, the 2-point conversion we saw in 2 games, it didn't wind up biting you if you took the Bills at -6.5 at the half, but it was for a little bit. And now, without anybody that is somewhat competent at the quarterback position for New Orleans, if your defense gives up a field goal, your defense gives up a touchdown, and I don't mean back-to-back by any means. There's a lot of football left to be played. We're at the 9-minute mark in the second quarter. But this is the chip away now. This is how, if I'm the Bucs, Tom Brady, Bruce Arians, you slowly chip away. You don't attack them at their heart. You don't attack the Saints defense even at its strength. But you slowly chip away. You get a drive, you get a field goal, you get another drive, you get a field goal, you get another drive, you get a touchdown. And then you start to look over the scoreboard, you realize, well, that other team, no matter how much of a genius Sean Payton and others on that offensive staff are billed, and I do not know why they continue to run the football. You have the best quarterback of all time with the most talent around him he's ever had. I don't care about Marcus Lattimore this or Lattimore that. You can still get the ball to other people. Chris Godwin even got open, had a big one in the first quarter. So the Bucs need to stop messing around and just actually start using their strength here, or at least stay away from the strength of the Saints defense. All right, we got to take a quick one here. We'll update you on what's happening all four games when we get back at Shander Show. For me, it is the NFL Rush.
Where are jobs in radio given out? They're not given out on a college campus. No, they're given out in the real world, at real radio stations. And to get a job, you need to know people. That's where Radio Connection comes in. Most schools train you on campus. Radio Connection gives you the opportunity to learn from professional mentors in real radio stations. They've put their private classrooms in these places so you can apprentice under professionals. And as you learn, you're making connections and gaining access to the people that are doing the hiring. This is not the promise of a job, no. But it is a promise to get you as close to the action and opportunities as possible. If COVID is a concern, no problem. You can learn from a radio professional via remote learning tools as well. This is education reimagined to keep you out of debt as you learn in real-world settings. Interested? Visit radioconnection.com for more information today. That's radioconnection.com.
The Dave Smith Show.
Joey Chestnut, the greatest athlete this country has ever produced, was defeated by Mickey Sudo. She defeated the great Joey Chestnut in the Buffalo Wings eating contest. Well, yesterday was the rematch in Indiana. It was the World Pumpkin Pie eating contest. And Joey Chestnut exacted revenge. 16 pounds, 12 ounces of pumpkin pie. Joey Chestnut takes control again in the world of competitive eating.
The Dave Smith Show, weekends at 9 p.m. Eastern on the SportsMap Radio Network.
High Frequency with Kevin Zpac.
We have to address Bears-Packers. You know, I expected Aaron Rodgers to play well, as he usually does, versus the Bears. But what I did not expect was just the absolute disrespect that he showed toward the Chicago Bears organization, all 53 men on the roster, all the coaches, the owners, Ted Phillips, that bean counter, the ghost of George Halas. Everybody that's ever been involved with the Bears organization, Aaron Rodgers spat in the face of all of that. And honestly, you would think that I'd be upset about it. I'm not even mad. And it was embarrassing. Bears fans losing their mind on Twitter. Oh, hey, why don't you try winning an NFC title game, Aaron Rodgers? Bears fans would beat their own arm off to sniff an NFC title game right now. Where's the lie? He does own the Bears.
High Frequency, weeknights from 6 to 8 Eastern.
Imagine learning about radio and being mentored by true radio professionals in real radio stations. Well, actually, you don't have to imagine, because there's Radio Connection. Radio Connection gives you the opportunity to learn one-on-one and be mentored by radio pros. Plus, you don't have to worry about getting into a crazy amount of debt with school tuition either. Radio Connection keeps their tuition at much lower costs. To find out more info, visit radioconnection.com.
You're listening to the NFL Rush on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rufus Teague. Visit RufusTeague.com to get your sauce today.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eitan Shander.
All right, we have four games going on. Update as Trevor Siemian is in for Jameis Winston, who does not look like he's coming back. The Broncos up on the board here again now. Melvin Gordon with a touchdown. So 10-3 Washington trails in Denver. We're going to get updates in Denver, New Orleans, and L.A. It is 17-0 Seahawks up over the Jags. First and 10 on the 50 right now for the Saints. And I say this because if anybody is right, and I'm riding this ticket, by the way, field goal by the Patriots as well. So looking at it, they trail 14-13, 10 seconds to go in the first half. That's going to be the final there, unless a miracle happens on the kick return. Saints have it now. Siemian is moving the football. I didn't think Siemian would be able to do it this way, this soon, this quick. But Siemian is moving the football, and this is the worst-case scenario for the Tampa Bay Bucs, which is Brady doesn't look sharp. They can't run the football. They're on the road. Yeah, it's a divisional game, but Bucs just don't look great against the Seahawks defense or Saints defense. Jags don't look great against Seahawks defense, that's for damn sure. But, wow, almost a grab by Johnson up in the air. Oh, I got to be honest, Siemian is throwing some decent balls here. And I understand that, you know, backup is always going to be asked to do less, you would think, when you come in. Under these circumstances, it's not like Siemian comes in with a week full of practice or anything like that. You know, it's been more a matter of this guy coming right into a game plan and trying to adjust on the fly. And yet there's been no need to adjust on the fly. Siemian is bombs away right now. Watch out. Saints plus 5. This thing was live now. I got to be honest. I don't know what to think of this football game. We're hitting the five-minute mark right now, and Trevor Siemian is leading a scoring drive following the absence of Jameis Winston. The problem is that it's 5:38 and counting in the second quarter. Nobody in their right mind. This could be 5:38 to go in the third, in the fourth. And nobody would count Tom Brady out of the game by any means. So there's no way to, I think, make any type of like clear cut. And now there's a penalty there, so that's going to push him back. Halftime in L.A., by the way, also in Seattle. We've got a minute and 11 left in the second for the Broncos, who still lead 10-3 with the kickoff pending now. But first and 15, Bucks 29. If Siemian, and I think that's the bigger if, right? Because Brady could look horrible for three quarters, and if the Bucs are in a football game, he's going to make a couple of throws, or he's going to lead a drive. And it may not even be like him, those two things coexisting, but the drive could be led, and all of a sudden the Bucs start running, or it's a draw, whatever. It's just crazy circumstances seem to surround. You know, they had a first and 15. I don't know why they're trying to chew here. Be aggressive. And Mark Ingram returned, so they're trying to work him in, I guess. But how the ball doesn't go to Alvin Kamara more often than not is a myth, mystery. I don't get it. It should not exist. You've got some guys in here that are deadly with the football from a speed standpoint. If they get open, but you also have a matchup potential that works in your favor every single time you can get him the football. And we saw that he was able to split out and be part of it. I don't know. I don't understand how you're running the football. Again, you're in 4-minute mode here. How you're running the football with Ingram
when you've just been pushed back first and 15. That's a terrible, not to say bad call, meaning like the ref shouldn't call it, but that's a bad penalty to take on the Bucs right there. Hands to the face. Oof. It's going to be first and 10 on the Bucs, 14 now for the Saints. Only other game going on right now. Washington with the ball trying to do something. Heinicke to Carter, that's good enough for 17 yards, but Washington still facing an uphill battle, 40 seconds to go, and they have first and 10 on their own 43. But again, if there's going to be an opportunity to do it, it's now. It's right this second. Take advantage of a response. At least get a field goal out of this. We'll update you, get updates. Bucs just picked off Simeon in the end zone. My goodness.
Guys, stop putting your love life on hold. U.S. Pharmacy has some exciting news. If you've been wanting to try Viagra or Cialis, now's the perfect time. Call today and receive 90 little blue or little yellow pills for only $119 with free shipping. Why order some low-dose sildenafil from one of those subscription services when we can give you what you want now? Call 800-922-7999, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? Call U.S. Pharmacy at 800-922-7999 for as little as $119 for 90 pills. Need your package in a hurry? Call 800-922-7999 and ask about our express shipping option, and we'll rush your order to you as soon as possible. Save money on this little blue or yellow pill you've been wanting to try. Again, 800-922-7999 now. That's 800-922-7999.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out. Call 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744. 800-296-9744.
You're going on a trip.
The NFL rush continues on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rufus Teague. Check out the full line of Rufus Teague sauces and dry rubs at RufusTeague.com today.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eytan Shander.
Bridgewater with three receivers left. Gordon to the right of Teddy in the shotgun. Four-man rush. Teddy drops, throws the out route. Gordon has it, bobbles it, regathers it, heads to the pylon, leans it into the end zone. Touchdown, Denver!
Broncos radio the call there, and we have eyes and ears in Denver, L.A., and New Orleans. We'll update you on the fourth game, the Jags and Seahawks coming up in a matter of minutes. But let's go out latest in Denver. Darren Copeland's on the scene. Darren.
Well, when we last talked, Blewett had, and then McManus hadn't, and now we're going for a Hail Mary into the end zone, and it's going to be intercepted as we are done. So it makes for a bit of drama, but we then saw that Blewett didn't miss his second field goal at 52 yards, make it 3-3. Then, as you heard, Bridgewater to Melvin Gordon for that 15-yard touchdown. Then the Washington football team managed to get it down inside Bronco territory, threw up that bomb, but it was intercepted, and that's how we end the first half here with a score of 10 for the Broncos and 3 for the football team of Washington, D.C.
Awesome, Darren. Appreciate that. Thank you, sir. We'll get an update in Denver coming up in 30 minutes. But before that, let's go to L.A. Mark is on the scene there for us this afternoon. What's the latest with the Chargers and Patriots?
Nick Foles made a 48-yard field goal with just 10 seconds left in the first half to make it a one-point game. It is 14-13 Chargers with the lead as we go into the halftime break. It was a score off a turnover. Justin Herbert intercepted by Adrian Phillips with about a minute to go in the half, and that was the only turnover of the game to this point. New England took possession of the football at the 48, and they cashed it in with that three-pointer from Nick Falk, who is now 17 of 18 on his kicks this season, and 2 of 2 from field goals for this afternoon by Nick Falk. Malc Jones, 126 yards passing on 8 completions. And on the other side of the field, we really haven't seen the dynamic Justin Herbert that we have come to expect. Just 92 yards throwing the football, also on only 8 completions. And, of course, he had that one interception I just mentioned, and he's been sacked twice in the first half. You remember, the Patriots scored 54 points last week against the Jets, but here today they have just 13 up on the board through the first half, and the Patriots are going to get the football when we resume play to begin the second half. But again, right now it's a one-point lead for the Chargers at halftime, 14-13. Back to you.
Awesome, Mark. Appreciate that. Let's go our final game to look at, the big one in New Orleans. Josh Hussey is on the scene. Bucs Saints, Josh.
So after the injury of the Saints quarterback, Jameis Winston, the Saints were held to a 3-and-out. On Tampa's next possession, they started driving down the field, but on a 3rd-and-6 from the Saints 37, defensive end Cameron Jordan was able to sack quarterback Tom Brady, causing him to fumble the ball, and defensive tackle David Onyemata picked up the loose ball. On the Saints' next possession, the Saints were able to put together a 10-play, 58-yard drive in 5 minutes and 58 seconds, ending with a 23-yard field goal by kicker Brian Johnson. That drive included 2 key roughing the passer penalties against Tampa Bay. Right now, Jameis Winston still leads the team. Of course, he's out with passing with 6 of 10 for 56 yards, 1 touchdown. He also leads the team in rushing with 4 carries for 40 yards. With about 2 minutes left here in the first half, the Saints are on top of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 10-7 here in their Caesars Superdome in New Orleans.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh. Appreciate that. All 3 games, updates coming your way in less than 20 minutes. Well, less than 30 minutes. I don't want somebody calling up Jack. You told me, that guy told me. No. Less than 30 minutes. It's like Domino's, right? You're going to get your pizza delivered, but there's a time frame that we're not going to go over. I can promise you that. Bucs hit the 2-minute warning. If you're riding this ticket that I am, why? I did not think, and granted, Jameis Winston going down has altered everything, but I went over 23.5 first half points in this game. And I'm staring after Giovanni Bernard picks up 24 yards on a brick wall of a defense against New Orleans. 2 minutes, 1st-and-10 on the Bucs 49. A touchdown here from Tampa Bay puts me over. Now, I'm going to yell. I might even scream. Enjoy and glee if this thing hits. Plenty of other things going on here that I have my eyes and ears on, but this I did not think was going to be anywhere near of a sweat, and then there we have it. Brady gets picked off. It's just, now run that back. Here's the beauty of it. This gets turned into, all I need is a touchdown, right? That's all I need here is a touchdown. I'm telling you, Tom Brady does not have it today. The problem is that you need a lead against Tampa Bay in order for this thing to be emphatic enough to where you can just walk off the field feeling comfortable about being up and Brady having a bad day. You know, the two things working simultaneously. That is a terrible interception by Brady, by the way. And now it's going to be 1st-and-10 on the Bucks 35. Field goal does mean nothing here. So join me in rooting for the underdog, right? At, I get it. You don't want to see me win a ticket. That's one thing. But you also mainly don't want to root for Brady and the evil Bucks. Although they're not that evil anymore, right? It's amazing how you get out of New England and all of a sudden your persona changes. But two turnovers for Tampa to none with New Orleans. And remember, New Orleans, by the way, oh, I just had a Mark Ingram run that could have broken. Now he gets the first down, buck 30 and counting here. Saints do have two timeouts. Talk about a turn of events here. Once again, Tom Brady responsible for handing the football over. I mean, this is not good by any means to see in a divisional game. This is the only team that matters. They're 4-2. They could be 5-2 right now with a victory in New Orleans, in the Saints. And that's going to be a flag, it looks like, on the Bucks. But first and goal on the 9. Unbelievable. Can we get a touch? Can we get a score here? That's all I need. That's all I ask. That's all I want. Even my child in the background is rooting for the New Orleans Saints. This entire household is rooting for the New Orleans Saints. There's diapers involved if the Saints can get a touchdown here. He knows it. Everybody does. I'm telling you, Chargers have it. About to start the second half. Or, pardon me, starting the second half. Seahawks with the ball, 17-0. They lead over the Jags, 11-51 and counting. Remember, second and goal here after Kamara with that run. 7-yard run just stopped short. So it's second and goal on the Bucks too. You got to get in, folks. You have to get in, folks. I'm just asking. That's it. Just give me a score here. Ready at the Bucks plus 5. Kamara gets 1 yard. Third and goal on the Bucks 1. On the Bucks 1. Just Trevor Siemian. How tall is Trevor Siemian? I can't Google it with only one hand. What do you think, Jack? How tall is Trevor Siemian?
I'm going to guess and say 6'3".
At least.
He's over 6 feet.
Great guess. That's a great guess. Now, they have him listed at 6'3". Look at that. He's born a day after Christmas, too. Danbury, Connecticut. Look at that. You find out new things about people all the time.
That was dumb luck, by the way. I did not Google it.
No, that was a great eyeball right there. I believe you. I definitely believe you. You got on way too fast to sit there and go. And look, I know you are fast with the fingers, but that was a response that was definitely in under the time frame of an eyeball. And that was a great eyeball by you. You're right, 6'3". My point being is that you're telling me you can't sneak this here? Two shots, no field goal, right? You have to go for this. You have to go for this. Yeah, I'm heavily biased here. But here's the other thing. Here's why you go for it. The circumstance of it. Third and goal. The circumstance of it. They get in. Thank you. Now, this was a belligerent call. I mean, it's going to work half of the time to fake the play action to Kamara and then to throw to the fullback who just splits out and gets in. Arma, right? Wow. Oh, my goodness. That is insane. Even you have to appreciate that one, Jack.
That was a pretty good play right there. I'll give him that.
The fact that, wow. The fact, okay. So I'm sitting here riding an over 23.5. I needed that touchdown, and now the extra point, of course, to go through. Can you imagine? Oh, it misses. It missed. Brutal. We have Josh again for an update if you want. Yes. Yes. Josh, you're back with us. We've been following this game by the second because I'm riding a first half over 23.5 points, and the stinking kicker just got me, just stuck me there. What happened? Can you just give us an update on the last couple of minutes since you and I last spoke here?
I'll tell you what, since we last talked on Tampa's next possession, quarterback Tom Brady threw a pass intended for wide receiver Chris Godwin that was picked off by Saints safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson. On the Saints' next possession, they quickly marched down the field and scored on a one-yard pass from backup quarterback Trevor Siemian to fullback Alex Arma to cap off a 5-yard excuse me, five-play, 35-yard drive in 1 minute and 21 seconds. So right now, with about 27 seconds left in this first half, the Saints are on top 16-7. Of course, like you said, kicker Brian Johnson makes the extra point. A quick update for you. Quarterback Jameis Winston is questionable return with a knee injury.
Awesome. Josh, appreciate that. Thanks again for popping back in here with that. Sure. I'm crushed. I'm crushed. I feel like I had to do so much work. Unbelievable. Are you kidding me? A missed extra point? Over 23 and a half points, and the missed extra point gets me? After Brady's failure, the Saints pick it back up. They finally do what I ask. And are you serious? Your stinking kicker can't hit an extra point? I'm done with the Saints.
They're a stupid football team.
I hate kickers. I hate kickers. But now I hate the Saints as a result. No knock on Josh Hussey and other great people down there doing fantastic work. I'm sure people that play on the Saints are great human beings. Right up until the front office. But I can't look at this team the same way anymore. It's a disgrace. Tyler Lockett, my goodness, 11 grabs, a buck 33, just like we all thought. Tom Brady, I have to root now for Tom Brady, who looks awful. He looks worse than Trevor Siemian right now. What a weird day. Chargers holding on to this one-point lead. Seahawks about to push it in again. Second and goal on the Jags 5 after an incomplete pass from Geno to Everett, but Lockett set them up with another huge grab. Amazing to see that the offense is doing what the offense should have been doing from day one, which is just force-feed Tyler Lockett the pill and then see what happens after that. If it's Metcalf, if it's Everett, whoever it may be, and in this case it's Metcalf, it was Seahawks now get on the board. Again, 24-0 now. Jaguars blanked. Trevor Lawrence hasn't. It's 8 minutes to go in the third. He's at 75 yards. James Robinson doing absolutely nothing. Nobody on this team has done anything. And look, Seattle's defense not like that, but playing insanely well right now. Unbelievable. I can't. I need a break, man. I can't believe a bet like that to lose like that on an extra point is just awful. Ridiculously awful. Great pass, by the way, in a tight, short window. Seahawks are cruising. 24-0. All right, quick break. We'll wrap the first hour here with me on the NFL Rush coming up.
Just Saying It with Cole Thompson.
What's interesting to me is that USC is a premier job in college football. Mike Tomlin got rumored into being a potential candidate for the job. He's not interested.
Never say never, but never. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? Anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
I understand why he's upset. Ask Andy Reid this question. Ask Sean Payton this question. Do you want to know why he singled out those two coaches? They've been in the league and been successful just as long as he has. Sean Payton is more likely to retire than go anywhere else, and Andy Reid is more likely to retire than go anywhere else. They feel like because Pittsburgh is struggling, he is not getting the same respect. Mike, just take a chill pill. Just from that, honestly, that press conference alone, I would have probably written him a blank check if I was the Rooney family, saying, yeah, you're not going anywhere, but we're going to make sure that you're paid because if you truly represent Pittsburgh.
Just Saying It, weekday mornings from 5 to 7 Eastern.
Wake up call!
Remember I told you I didn't like Dave Matthews?
Yep.
I never really got into Blues Traveler.
Never got into
them either, no. I'm not a fan of that kind of music. I don't know why. Like, if I'm on the road and I'm driving and I hit scan, Blues Traveler comes on, I may listen to it. I'm not a fan of it, but I'll listen to it. If Dave Matthews comes on, I'm running into a tree.
Wake up call with Tony D and Ron Culver. Weekday morning from 7 to 10 Eastern.
Wake up call!
Remember I told you I didn't like Dave Matthews?
Yep.
I never really got into Blues Traveler.
Never got into them either.
No, I'm not a fan of that kind of music. I don't know why. Like if I'm on the road and I'm driving and I hit scan, Blues Traveler comes on, I may listen to it. I'm not a fan of it, but I'll listen to it. If Dave Matthews comes on, I'm running into a tree.
Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver. Weekday mornings from 7 to 10 Eastern.
The Jake Asman Show. Jake Asman
Show. A lot of debate this week in sports radio is, well, who should get the USC job? And then the other debate is, well, how good of a job is the Southern Cal job in the first place? Is it like Florida State or Nebraska? It's not what it once was, but I still look at the USC job, though, and I still think it's a top five job in college football. I really do. The USC job, to me, is even more attractive now than it's ever been because of the new NIL. You're in Hollywood. If that can't sell a recruit to come stay home, I don't know what will. The fact that you can make all this money, that you can try and bring back the, quote, glory days of, like, Leinart and Reggie Bush on the sideline. Like, I truly believe if USC is done right, it could be Alabama West. Like, that's the type of program I think you could build there. But I can't sit here and tell you I know the right head coach for that program. I know it's not Bill O'Brien. You want a program builder, right? Don't hire the guy that single-handedly dismantled the Texans.
The Jake Asman Show, Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6 Eastern.
You're listening to the NFL Rush on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rufus Teague. Visit RufusTeague.com to get your sauce today.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Eitan Shander.
Collins stays in the backfield. Metcalf in motion now over to the left side. Geno takes a shotgun snap. Blitz is coming. Throw outside. Touchdown! Seahawks in the front corner of the end zone. It's DK Metcalf for his second score of the day.
Amazing. It's taken Jacksonville to make Geno Smith look like Russell Wilson in the Seattle Seahawks offense to look like nothing's changed. Wow, they are up big right now, and I just don't know if you're going to get anything out of Jacksonville here moving forward. Second and 10 on their own 8. This is an embarrassment. Remember that whole thing? Oh, Urban Meyer. They get one win, and everybody's praising Urban Meyer. Maybe he's found it out. Maybe he's figured it out. Nope. He looked worse than that Saints kicker, missing that extra point to go into the half. This is an undressing right here. I don't know if it's done on purpose, if Pete Carroll's just trying to send a message, this ain't college at all, or whatever it may be. Chargers have first and 10 on their own 25. Looked like the Patriots fumbled. Chargers recovered. That's huge. Jags have 3rd and 10 now on their own 8. A reminder, we're at the half in New Orleans. We're going to come back, give you updates across the board on all 4 games, including live updates in 16 minutes with 3 of the 4. Just make no mistake here. There is a serious problem. You know what? I'll explain coming up with the Patriots because something big is brewing in this game. Second hour coming up with me on the NFL Rush, all here on Sports Map.